now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland, and I am the host of this program. My friends over at Starbucks call me Mike. But whether you call me Mike or whether you call me Roland, either way is just fine. This is a wonderful program. Now, who am I? Well, I'm a Renaissance man. I have written many, many books. And I've written books about immunology, about psychoimmunology, about cosmology, about theology, about metaphysics, about relationships, about parenting. And I'm about to publish a new book called The Mystery and Majesty of Time. It's a book about time, ladies and gentlemen. I will talk about the theory of relativity, general relativity and special relativity. I will talk about Einstein's constant, cosmological constant. And I will talk about some very, very beautiful, beautiful things. But for this program here, I can't go into metaphysics or cosmology, and I can't go into psychoimmunology and things which I thoroughly enjoy writing about and thinking about. Instead, I have to keep it very simple. Keep it very simple. You remember the old KISS formula, K-I-S-S? Keep it simple. Well, I've heard two variations. One is keep it simple, stupid. The other one is keep it simple, sir. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep it very, very simple, because that's what we need, especially here on the radio. So let's keep it all very simple. Ladies and gentlemen, what you need is to be able to see through deception, because there are lies and deception everywhere. And if you're not very careful, you'll be pulled in lies or pulled in by the deception. And you will act upon what you believe to be true but isn't. Or you will fail to act because you have been comforted and soothed by something which is deceiving you into thinking that everything's all right. And you will fail to act as you should. Or you will do the wrong thing. You'll buy the wrong thing. You'll say the wrong thing. See, all of that because you have been fooled or deceived. Now, the deception can be so subtle, so absolutely subtle, that the deception can exist in the most wonderful thing. People can take the Bible, the wonderful Bible, which I believe is inspired, written by men who were inspired. But we have the Bible, you know, we have it in various translations and various editions, and the thoughts can be twisted. There can be subtle twistings. You know, I'm not saying even that things are not translated properly, but that can happen too. It can happen that it's not translated properly, either on purpose or just by mistake. But the things that are said can be twisted in a very subtle way, and if you are not very aware, if you're not very, very, very aware, then you can be fooled. So even the most wonderful thing like the Bible can lead you astray. Now we have wonderful tools nowadays. We have wonderful medicine, wonderful pharmacology. We have wonderful technology, and they're very useful and they're very helpful. But they can be misused. And so it's very important that you become as aware as possible so that you won't be fooled or misled. And so that would be my first message for you today, that you should be very aware, and I can show you how. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive.
In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
My name is Roland. I'm your host for this program. Now, if I were simply to tell you that you must be very aware so that you're not fooled, that wouldn't do you any good, because you might already say, yes, I know there's a lot of scams out there and a lot of dishonesty and trickery and so on, and you see a lot of it yourself. So I wouldn't really be doing you any good. But if I could show you how to be aware, if I could show you how you become unaware, see, then that would be good for you. So let me do that. And not only that, but if I could show you a way to be more aware, then that would be even better yet. So let's start with some of the basics about why people become unaware and make mistakes. Now look, maybe when you were, here's an example. When you were a child, perhaps your parents were decent, halfway decent. They did the best they could, but they made mistakes. They didn't get things right. They talked at you instead of to you. When they should have been firm, they were too soft. And when they should have been gentle, they were too harsh, and so on. Your parents made some mistakes. Maybe your mom resented your dad, and maybe they got a divorce, for example. Maybe your dad was angry a lot. Maybe he drank or he smoked, or your parents gambled, or they made mistakes. And it was painful to you because you want them to make mistakes, but they did. See? Or they had health problems and they took a bunch of pills and had operations and it didn't always work out, and then there were complications and there were side effects, and things were, you know, the mistakes were made, and then their health deteriorated, and you see, years went by, and they were victims of something. See, maybe they were a victim of a scam. Maybe they invested their money in something, and they were taken. They lost their money. See, that happens. And so it's sad, see, but it doesn't have to be sad. It can be a wake-up call. But so why is it then that your parents, they were decent? The point I'm trying to make to you is that your parents didn't deliberately mess up. They weren't deliberately cruel. They didn't mess up on purpose. That neither your mom nor your dad nor any of the people that you've loved in your life, none of them started off life wanting to be a failure or a drug addict or an alcoholic or a gambler or an addict of some kind, or a failure, or a success out in the world making a lot of money but a failure at home. They didn't want to fail in their relationships and have a divorce and all these things. So what happened? Well, first of all, their mistakes were because they were misled. See, they believed lies themselves. They followed. You see how subtle the lies can be, and especially when everybody else is doing it. Let's look at what happens to us. First of all, the number one problem is a weak father. A father who's weak. Maybe he's a nice guy. Maybe he says the right things, but something is missing. He doesn't have the kind of conviction, the kind of otherworldly strength, where he would be stronger than the world. See, he's a little weak. And he doubts himself, and he defers to your mom, defers to the teacher, defers to the everybody else, all the other experts. He shrugs his shoulders and thinks, well, they know better than I do. And he goes off to work, and maybe he works, and so what happens? Well, you fall into the hands of what? You fall into the hands of the educators and the experts and so on. So father is weak. He doesn't protect you. And then you enter into the school environment, and there's a peer group, see, which is allowed to rule. It's allowed to rule. And then there's the pop culture. And so perhaps you became subject to the peer group. And then what they did, well, you wanted to be popular. And your father wasn't strong enough. He wasn't strong enough. And so you succumbed to the pop culture, you succumbed to the peer group, and they misled you into what? They misled you into drugs, promiscuous sex, all that sort of thing, see? And there were plenty of lies all along the way, plenty of lies to make it seem like it was all okay, like everybody was doing it, see? Like there would be no problem with it. And so in very subtle ways, you were misled. Now, what made you so easy to mislead? First of all, like I said, a weak father. Secondly, you came, because your father was weak, you came under the influence of your mom. Now, your mom may be a very nice lady, but resenting her husband, see? Resenting men for having failed her, her father failed her, her husband failed her, see? And so you have that. So you may have suffered from too much mom and not enough dad. And then the other thing is that you inherit a nature. You inherit a fallen nature that is susceptible to suggestion. And you have an ego which which by nature is excited by naughtiness and temptation. And an ego which is ruled by emotions, and you come under the influence of outside people, like your peers, and authorities, experts, teachers. See, they become your leaders. So they lead you. You respond to them emotionally, and they become your authorities. And you do what they say. You know, they say education is the way to happiness and everything like that. So maybe you gave yourself to education. Threw yourself into education and earned degrees and so on, and you were ambitious. See, they tempted you to be ambitious. See, they themselves had fallen for the lie, the lie of human glory and greatness through knowledge, through progress through knowledge and through achievement and through ambition and making something of yourself and study, see, raw knowledge. And so, you know, you bought into that. And so you threw yourself into that. And then years later, you looked and said, what do I have? I don't have anything. I'm not happy. Something is wrong. So you were misled. They misled you. They themselves were misled. You know, it's like the lemmings. One lemming runs over the cliff and the other ones follow. I'll be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
My name is Roland. I'm the just the host of this program. And I want to say also that the other problem is that there's no love out there. See, at any point, a person could stop and say, now, wait a minute, now, I'm not quite sure about what I'm saying. I'm not sure if what I'm saying is true. And here I am telling all these people, or all these clients, or all these students, or all these employees, or all these friends, or my kids, I'm telling them this and that about ambition and knowledge and power and glory and greatness, and you know, but I'm not sure. In fact, deep down in my heart, I wonder about it. See, deep down in my heart, you know, I wonder. I tell them to go for the gusto and get all, and grab for, you know, knowledge and success and money and power and all that kind of stuff and how great it all is, and yet I wonder about it. See, at any point, a person can begin to soften. They can begin to soften because of love. They can have love, see, and begin to question the way they're going, out of love, and question what they're telling other people, out of love. See? And they can look at the effect they have on people. Parents can look at the effect they have on their kids. Husbands can look at the effect they have at their use of their wife and their shallowness and their anger, see, and their resentment. They can look at the effect that it has on their wife, and they can look at their own weakness and see the effect that it has on their kids. And wives can look at their resentment and their judgments and see the effect that it has on people, see, or their condescending love, their phony love. We can all look at that, and out of love we can begin to want, yearn with all of our hearts to know what is true, to know what is true, and to not hurt people. Remember the Dalai Lama, long time ago, he said, please, he said, help the people, and if you can't help them, then don't hurt them. So we all go around touting the company line, or some of us, of course, some of us become angry and hateful rebels, and we hate the status quo and want to tear it down, but that's not good either. So we're either conformists or rebels. Both are wrong. So something is missing, ladies and gentlemen. Love is missing. Love is missing. So no wonder you're misled. No wonder people lie to you. No wonder people deceive you. They don't love the truth enough, and they don't love you enough, to be honest with you. Except for a few are. But the problem is a few that are honest. Many of them are so angry. See, they're so full of hostility that makes them wrong. That either makes them clam up because they're so guilty for being, you know, resentful, or they become, you know, alcoholics and drug addicts because they're full of hate. See, or they speak the truth, but they say it too harshly. See, and what they are speaks so loudly that you can't hear what they're saying, because they themselves are wrong. Where is the person who is credible? See, who speaks the truth but not in anger. See, who is neither a conformist nor a rebel, but is kind of a creative rebel, kind of a an honest person, but speaks the truth so honestly and so forthrightly that it wakes you up to realize the truth about yourself even. See, that's the kind of person you need. That's the way fathers are supposed to be. That's the way leaders are supposed to be. So instead of lying to the people and misleading them and taking advantage of them and using them and being dishonest with them, instead they're honest. Of course they would lose power if you're honest with people, if you're not phony with them, and you lose worldly power. See, but you regain your soul. And if you continue along the path of looking for truth and being honest with people and having love, then eventually you develop another kind of power, a goodly power, a godly power. I shall be right back. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding.
I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, contact me. But I have a new service. I have something new I want to tell you about right now. Today we've been talking about honesty, about seeing through deception. And I have some tools that can help you. I have a very nice meditation. Along the way, you've probably realized that your emotions, not just resentment and anger and hostility, but all of your emotions, see, have caused you to totally reasonable and totally rational and see things very clearly because you became emotional. Your mind became clouded by emotions because you respond with emotions to people, places, things on the outside, you see? So the first thing you need to do is to learn to calm down and be less emotional. If you can do that, then you'll begin to see more clearly. And I can help you with that. I can help you calm down first by just talking about these things, see? And secondly, by showing you that there's another energy with which to move. Remember I talked about love, about sitting quietly and suddenly realizing that you're saying things to people and telling them and leading them, and you're not quite sure yourself about it. In fact, you know you're lying to them. And then you see that, and in love you desist from your lies. You begin to be honest with them. You're willing to give up your power in order to be honest with people and not mislead them and not hurt them and not lie to them and not deceive them and not falsely comfort them. See? All right. Well, that's what the meditation that I have is for. It helps you to become still. And it helps you to find another way of living and moving and having your being with a kind of a quiet love energy that comes from within, from inside, from the core of your being. This love can flow forth and totally change you, change the way you are, the way you relate to people very, very quickly. You can become a decent person again, an honest person again, a person who's not full of anger and hostility and rage. A person who's not sneaky and phony. See, you can become a decent person again. And you can develop the courage, see, to not just go along with things that aren't quite right. You can develop enough courage to rock the boat a little bit. That's what my meditation will help you to do. Okay? Help you to become centered and calm and flow from a different energy. But right now I want to tell you about something that I have. It's a new, you can call and ask me a question. Would you like to ask a question, you know, about doubts and fears and anxieties and or about stress or about religion or about God or about Jesus, about anything, relationships, boyfriends, girlfriends, living together, getting married, cohabiting, fighting in marriage, giving up resentment. Okay, you can call and ask a question. I have a new telephone number with an answering machine. All you have to do is call that number, tell me your first name, and ask your question. Then I will answer the question on my next radio program. Call and Ask me your question and I'll answer it on the next radio program. I'll give you the number as soon as I come back.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, 282 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Okay, here's the new number to call. You'll get an answering machine. Leave your message, your question, and I will answer it on the next radio program. The number is 530-339-1583. That's 530-339-1583. To ask me a question about anything, any kind of question you want to ask a pastor, which is what I am, a life coach, which is what I am, counselor, which is what I am. 530-339-1583. I'll answer it on the next radio program, on the air. 530-339-1583. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.